Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Start spreading the news. They can no longer play. They're no longer a part of it. New York, New York.
Are you really celebrating the demise of a team?
Yankees lose!
Wow.
Do I feel like a good person because of it? I do not. Do I care that I do not? I also do not.
Need to fill out a way or find out a way to expunge, to release all that hatred in your heart.
Yankees lose! You know, there's not many teams that I genuinely emotionally take pleasure in their suffering, in their failure.
Do you hate them because it's cool to hate them?
No.
Because you actually have reasons?
I hate them.
Have they hurt a team that you root for to the degree that you don't like them anymore?
I hate them because I am a baseball fan.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
It doesn't.
I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
I hate them because I'm a baseball fan and I would be willing.
I have reasons behind all my hate. And yours,
I have a reason. I'm a baseball fan.
It's too general.
No. To you, to me, okay. I'm a baseball fan.
Okay.
I am a dyed-in-the-wool since I was a kid.
So Yankees fans are not baseball fans.
No, they are baseball fans. And they're also obnoxious and over the top and arrogant and elitist and genuinely a pain in the ass most of the time.
All right, sounds like you're describing Clemson fans.
Yes,
I don't.
That's your reason for hate. Yes.
No, that's not
your
my
reason for hate.
That's not
is
my
their
reason.
Fans. You know your reason isn't their fans?
No, my reason is they threatened to throw my daughter over the side of the.
Who did that?
Yeah.
Who did that?
So you're saying that you've had a similar experience with the Yankees fans?
Most times I interact with them.
Okay.
They find ways.
They threaten to kill you. They threaten to throw someone you loved over the side of a stadium?
No, they threaten to kill my joy and my happiness.
Okay. Why? Because it's popular to hate them.
Listen. You
most
can try.
Most people who say that they don't like the Yankees don't really have a reason why. Well, they buy championships. Since when?
First off.
When's the last time they bought a championship?
First off. Good morning, by the way. How are you, buddy? We haven't actually talked yet.
I'm good. It's toasty
good.
In here, though. It's making
it
me feel
warm.
Surly.
It is a warm. Now.
It's what happens when someone's in the studio the night before. You got to remember, if you get here before me on Thursday, please come turn it down.
Bet. We'll do from now on. Now, with that being said.
You'll have to go two rotations. Didn't even know that's possible.
Didn't know that was possible
yes.
on our 1962 thermostat. Was unaware. The answer to that is it has been 16 years since the New York Yankees won a World Series championship. In fact,
is this the same reason why you don't like Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't.
Yeah. And
I mean,
by the way, when I've said that, you've never come at me with, "Do you just do it because it's popular to hate Dallas?" No. You know why.
Well,
you know why.
Well, you've had experiences with Jerry Jones, and you've talked about that on the air. So I get the personal reasons behind that.
Jerry Jones.
But the Yankees, I just don't get. So, and I still don't get, even though you try to explain it to me.
Listen,
you said it's because you're a baseball fan, and that doesn't sound like a reason.
I understand that, and I'm going to say this, and I don't think that this is going to be taken personally. If it is, it's not intended to. Well, you're not a baseball guy.
If you preface that by that, yeah, well.
You're not a baseball guy.
You know one of the reasons why I'm not a baseball guy? Because of stuff like that. Because of unwritten rules and because hatred for no reason.
Yes, we definitely
If I dislike a team, I've got a good reason
to
dislike a team.
Well, good for you. You're better than all of us then.
That is not true.
Well, you're better than all of us.
If I was better than you, I'd make more money.
But that would be more talented.
Oh, wow.
That, pal.
Now, that was personal.
Pal. You and I have had the conversation, all right? I think we know.
Hey, so, I've reached my potential.
I may have too. So, here's the spot. I am a baseball fan and have been since I was a cheerin. Have been for a very long time. And I can tell you that dating back to my cheerinhood all the way up till now, there has never been a spot. And when I say never been a spot, never been a spot where I have been around a mass gathering, and by mass, I mean like more than four of them, Yankees fans, that they weren't just obnoxious. And this is from a Saints fan, because we're also, as is evidenced by the texter who said, irony equals Rob screaming at the top of his lungs about how Yankee fans are obnoxious and over the top. Yeah, I know. But see, I'm obnoxious and over the top in a fun, happy, lovey-dovey kind of way. Yankees fans
are about that?
Yeah, I know that for a fact. That's the only reason I have been paid in my career so far. The Yankees fans, when they gather in groups of four or more, are loud and obnoxious, and they're kind of mean about it, right? Like, they're kind of jerks about it.
I don't believe I've ever met a Yankees fan. And I think your views on certain fan bases are skewed, because you've had more experience with it. So I would like...
Stop right there. Your views are skewed because you've had more experience? That's how you unskew a view. You skew a view with less experience in that situation.
Listen, if you met two Yankees fans and I've met zero and those two were jerks, 100% the entire fan base is a jerk to you. But I haven't met any, so I cannot form that opinion.
Correct.
I could jump on your bandwagon and go, I just back Rob Yes Man. I'm Rob's Yes Man. He hates him. I hate him too.
I have.
Let's go get him.
I have been to New York City four times since I moved here.
That makes you an expert.
More than you.
No, I know.
Yes.
I have
been to New York four times since I moved here. Not in my lifetime. It's probably closer to 10 or 12.
I had the opportunity once and I didn't want to go.
And for the record.
Because from what I understand, there's a lot of people and I just, you know, that's.
There is a Schlittler load of people in New York City. You're very lucky, by the way. He got cranked last night. So you don't have any Cam Schlittler references in the sports.
By cranked, you mean he lost?
Yes, he lost. Okay. That's why the Yankees lose. So, I have been in New York probably a dozen times in my life. I've been there, I've been there four times since I moved here. And I will say, as a brief aside, I love New York City. I love New York City. In fact, the wife and I were talking a couple of days ago about When are we going back? Like, I want to go back to Boston because history, and I'm a nerd, but we both want to get back to, I love New York City. I do. And I have many times made the point that for those of you who have not been there before, but have this image of New York City as this like gruff, dangerous, mean place, it's not. Not any more than any other city. The only reason that New York City...
The rats apparently very big,
the rats
big,
love
though.
Pizza.
Yeah.
The only reason that New York City gets a reputation of being filled with a-holes is that there are 32 million people crammed onto a, like, one-mile-long island, and they all have to live on top of each other.
So Mets fans aren't jerks?
No, Mets fans are jerks, too. I hate the Mets.
Oh, okay.
I despise the Mets. Now, okay. The Mets, I have a little bit more of a reason, because they share the NL East with the Atlanta Braves, and they have been a divisional rival of ours for years and years and years. And with great regularity do we knock each other out of playoff spots and opportunities to win the division, win the playoffs, win the World Series, whatever, whatever, whatever. So, I despise the Mets as well for many of the same reasons. I just also am a divisional rival with that team. New York has this reputation of being a place filled with absolute a-holes. And it is. But at the same time, I have never gone to New York and had a problem except with Yankees fans. Honestly. Like, I go to New York, and here is what I recognized. Like, the first or second time since I moved here, I went up there and recognized that, of course, these people are short on patience. There are 32 million. I don't know what the actual number is. It's a lot of them. But there's a lot of people crammed onto a 1 mile long and like 700 yard wide island. They all live on that island and they all have to live their entire lives on that island. And of course, New York City being arguably the most famous city on the face of the earth, New York City is constantly jam-packed with tourists. And what ends up happening there is these tourists are doing the tourist thing. They're walking slow along the sidewalk, and they're looking up at the buildings, and they don't look at the people around them, and they just stop and stand, and they're taking pictures in the middle. The last time we went, two times ago we went, was when I engaged, when I proposed to and got engaged to my now wife. So we left the hotel. I had set reservations at a rooftop restaurant with a very romantic backdrop looking back towards the Manhattan skyline, the Empire State Building, et cetera, et cetera. With the plan of, I was going to propose, her best friend had snuck into the restaurant and was going to take a picture from inside the restaurant looking out at the skyline. So the reservation I had set at the restaurant was like, your time is 10 a.m. If you are not in the building by 10:05, your reservation is canceled. Like, we are busy. If your reservation's at 10, your reservation ends at 10:05 if you're not there. So I can't obviously tell her it's a surprise. I can't tell her, hey, you need to be ready to leave the hotel room. This reservation is importante. I gave her we have to be in that building at 10 o'clock. If we are there after 10:04:59 seconds, we lose this reservation. And she's like, okay, well, there's 100 restaurants in New York City. We'll just find. No. I want to go to this one. All right, get in the Uber. We got to go. So we get there and we have effectively 4 minutes to make a 4 minute walk to be there on time for the reservation. We get out of the Uber because it's like down a, not really like an alley, but kind of like a smaller road that was it was one way through. And so we pop out of the Uber and we have 4 minutes to make a 4 minute walk to the restaurant from where the Uber had to drop us off as close as it could get us. And as we're walking down the sidewalk, we end up on the sidewalk behind a family of four walking shoulder to shoulder across the entire sidewalk. Right? Like four people, shoulder to shoulder to shoulder. And they're just strolling on like a leisurely Sunday Southern afternoon, just taking their time. And so we're like, the wife and I are trying to go around these people. Cause you know me, I am not a confrontational dude. Hell, I wish I was. I just don't, I don't got that dog in me. So we're like trying to get, but there's cars coming the other way. So we can't go that way. So we have to stay. And after like, I don't know, a block or two, I'm like, respectfully, can you guys get out of the way? Like, it is the meanest I've ever been to a stranger in my life. I was like, respectfully, can you guys get out of the way? And they turn around and they're like, pardon me? I'm like, can you get out of the way? You're shoulder width across the sidewalk. We've got to go. We're in a hurry. And that was the moment because we walked through and the wife's like, oh, are you like, is the New York rubbing off on you? And that was the moment I realized. I get why New Yorkers kind of have that gruff mentality because they have to deal with that every damn day of their lives. Now, in fairness, it's their choice to live there, but like that is still their reality, right? So that was a moment I realized it. But there is a difference between I'm kind of gruff and not super personal because I live in this place where I've got to live and work and eat and play and just try to live a normal life. And I got to deal with that every day of it. On top of the fact that everybody lives 22 stacked high in every building, I get where that comes from, but there is an absolute difference between that and the way that Yankees fans are when the Yankees are playing, right? Like there is a difference between, I get it, living in New York is it's high pace, it's intense, whatever. And again, I love it. I've told the wife for years, if she ever divorces me, I'm moving to New York City. I'm living as close to downtown Manhattan as I am. I'm living next door to Madison Square Garden if I can make it happen. I don't know how I'm going to make it happen. If she ever divorces me, I'm going to New York City. I would love to. She does not want to live in a big city. She has zero interest in it. I have always wanted to live in a big city. The reason we are staying in the house that we stay in, we need a bigger house. The reason we're staying in the house that we're staying in, A, the housing market sucks. Thanks, everybody, for that. And B, because it is our compromise. She wants to live further away. I wanted to live downtown Greenville, like dead center downtown. And so our compromise is we live about 5 minutes from downtown. It's close enough that I can pop in an Uber and be there in 5 minutes, yet it's far enough that like she doesn't have to deal with the traffic and the chaos and all that. It's compromise. I get it. I love New York City. But man, I was there, I think the first time we went was during baseball season and in the spring, like early baseball season. And there was a Yankee Day game the day that we were there. And she had something to do with her bestie who lives up there. And so I had basically a morning and an afternoon to just go do whatever I wanted to do in the city, which for me was I want to go see some historic sites because I'm a nerd and I want to go see new Yankee Stadium. I can't go to the game because it was like at 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon and she was going to be done at like 3. So it just didn't work out. It will next time. We're going to a Yankee game next time we're up there. It didn't work out, but I got to go down around Yankee Stadium. And I wasn't like, I don't even remember who they're playing. I wasn't like wearing the opposing gear or anything. I was just wearing like generic t-shirt A. And I was at a bar and there were like a bunch of dudes in Yankees gear. And one of them was like, hey, Yankees fan. And he didn't say it like that. I'm obviously just making him a caricature of a New Yorker because it makes me laugh and I entertain myself. But he's like, hey, you a Yankees fan, huh? And I was like, nah, I'm a Braves guy. And the first words out of his mouth were, hey, the Braves. And I'm like, dude, we're not even in the same conference.
Sounds like most of the people you hang out with.
Hey, the Braves.
I don't know, it's any different than your boys.
There is a difference where if you are my buddy, if you're my pal, and we're sitting around watching college football on Saturday, and your team scores, and I didn't need them to, want them to, it's one thing for me to be like, hey, the Buckeyes, because we're boys, because we're buds, because we're pals. That's different. This dude, the way he said it wasn't like a joking respectfully like, ha-ha, you're the stranger in some weird parts here. This was straight up like, no, seriously, I hate your baseball team because they're not my baseball team.
Did you feel threatened or was this guy automatically feeling comfortable with you like you're one of his friends?
No, this was not because, Lonzo, you know me. I am an introverted extrovert. If anyone approaches me and talks to me in public, we're best buddies. I can't approach other people and talk to them in public. But if somebody comes up to me and talks to me in public, we're best buddies. Immediately, best friends, no problem. This guy walked up and dropped this on me, and it wasn't like a friendly, maybe like this is just how he talks to people, like we can be buds and talk ball. No, no, no. This guy didn't want me in the bar. This is a Yankees bar, bud. You're in New York. This is our city, huh? Why don't you get up? Why don't you go find a new bar? This ain't your bar. You understand? Point is,
why did you end up in Boston?
I don't know. I don't know how I crossed the wires there. I don't know how I crossed the streams on that one. That one's my bad. Point here is, I despise Yankees fans. And on top of that, can we keep it a buck for the biggest reason of all? It's the biggest bandwagon team in America. It's the Cowboys, it's the Lakers, it's the Yankees, and it's Notre Dame. Those are the bandwagon teams. And I do not have, and let me be real clear, I have zero respect for bandwagon fans. None, not a 9-0. I have zero respect for bandwagon fans. I probably wouldn't have felt that way for a very long time, but 2009, my beloved New Orleans Saints, who I had suffered being a Saints fan my entire life up until that point, finally won the Super Bowl. And wouldn't you know it, as a student at the University of West Florida, go Argos, I showed up to campus on that Monday for class, decked out Saints gear head to toe. And wouldn't you know it, as I look around campus, all of the sudden, oh my gosh, there's Saints fans everywhere. And I'm like, no, screw you guys. You didn't earn this.
So suddenly you considered yourself an arbiter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. For this.
Mm-hmm.
Bandwagon fans do not understand fandom because you don't stick around for when it sucks to be a fan of that team. And there's a time for even the best teams. There's a time when it sucks to be a fan. Patriots fans had 20 years of being kick-ass at everything, and now they had to go through 4 or 5 years of everything sucking. If you knew a Patriots fan when Brady was there, and now all of a sudden they're rocking Eagles gear, screw that guy. I despise that guy as a fan, not as a person. Probably a great guy. But, like, if you don't ride it out for the bad, I don't have any respect for you. I do have respect for Yankees fans. Like, they're never going to bandwagon hop. But the ones who do, the bandwagon fans, tick me off a little bit. All right, I don't even know how we got here. Whatever. We're having fun. It's Friday. Not yet.
It's not Friday.
It was wishful thinking. Hey, let's talk some football. Rob Alonso, you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, the most electrifying hours of sports talk entertainment you are going to find anywhere on the radio program. We have talked a lot, as has everybody with a microphone in any connection to sports at all. We have talked a lot about Bill Belichick. Now, the hoodie and the UNC Tar Heels came up in conversation a little bit earlier this week. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, which technically was earlier this week. They came up because it was announced that the University of North Carolina was pulling the plug on a documentary about this season that they had partnered with Hulu, We don't have to get into the entire backstory, but the long story short was Hard Knocks was not going to do the NFL. So Hard Knocks decided that they were going to follow Bill Belichick to North Carolina. And then after he arrived at North Carolina, somebody, not saying who, somebody pulled the plug on working with Hard Knocks and decided they would do their own documentary. They partnered with Hulu for the distribution. And obviously, up until earlier this week, it didn't really look like it was going to be a documentary that was going to have much meat to it other than this team stinks. They look poorly coached. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but they look poorly coached. From anybody watching this team play, who knows ball? They just look poorly coached. So, we also got a story that same day, and you have to imagine that these two things is, that they are connected. We got a story that North Carolina had to send a memo of sorts to North Carolina football players telling them, hey guys, you can't sell your tickets to these games. Can't do it. That is an NCAA infraction. You are putting your eligibility on the line. Now, is that like a huge controversy? Yeah, I guess it depends on how seriously you take the rules. But it was big enough that it felt like those two things had to be connected to me. Well, after we got off the air yesterday, chaos reigned supreme in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I want to start with a news piece that was done by a reporter by the name of Pat Welter. Pat Welter is a sports reporter at WRAL in Raleigh, North Carolina. They cover North Carolina sports. Before I play this for you, I want to say, as an answer to a question that will inevitably be asked by some of you after the piece is over. Rob, how do we know that this isn't just a hit piece? The answer is because a guy who is a sports reporter at a TV station in a place like Raleigh, if he puts out a story that has the weight of the sound clip I'm about to play for you, and it is in any way, shape, or form proven false. Tough to do it because it's a bunch of abstract claims. But if it is either A, proven false, or B, if he can't come with receipts, these are the type of jobs that either get you fired or immediately get you promoted to the top levels of ESPN as a hot take artist. It's one of the two. Either way, not great to me. Here's the news piece that Pat Welter put together about what is happening currently in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So, here's why that is a conversation.
If you didn't tell me it was someone else, I would have thought that was Gronk.
Nah, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I definitely heard Gronk in there.
So, the reason that this popped up yesterday, and the reason that I'm not going to say Pat wasn't working on this story before the news. In fact, I'm going to say that he was not, because this, if he was having conversations with boosters, people inside the athletic department, people inside the football program, and parents of players, that's not something you knock out in a day or two. That's something that you're working on for a handful of days at the minimum, this entire week at the minimum. The rumor mill started cranking up yesterday after a report by Andrew Jones of 24/7 Sports that North Carolina has begun having, not that they are engaging, not that they are pushing a pedal to the metal on, they are having a conversation about exit strategies for Bill Belichick. It does not mean that Bill Belichick will be fired. It does not mean that Bill Belichick will step away. It does not mean that anything is going to happen. Just that right now, the reports are, call them rumors if you wish, but again, people are starting to tag their name onto this, that North Carolina and the Hoodie are at least having preliminary conversations about an exit strategy for Bill Belichick with a goal of eliminating or minimizing the buyout that would be owed to Bill Belichick. According to those same reports, Andrew Jones said citing an anonymous source that, quote, there are many other violations that have occurred, many on the recruiting front, end quote. There is a conversation happening right now. And Andrew Jones said in the article he posted for 24/7 Sports, which is a relatively respected college football coverage network, that there is a decent chance that Bill Belichick is not the head coach for the next North Carolina game, which is 9 days away from now. They are on the bye this week. There are conversations that Bill may not be under the headset for the Cal game, which is on October 17th. So, sorry, 16 days. It's next Friday, not Saturday. So, with that being said, this whole thing has gone from something. Let me put it this way. I opened the show this morning with, Yankees lose. And I said it was because, even if it is in good nature, and sometimes it's not, there are some teams that I take pleasure in their sadness. They just are. I'm a hater, man. I'm a hater, man. I enjoy when the New York Yankees are a bad baseball team because I'm a lifelong baseball fan and I've put up with Yankees fans the entire time. Same with the Dallas Cowboys. I enjoy their suffering to some degree because I've been around the bandwagon Cowboys fans and I know it makes them sad and that makes me happy because, again, haters, man. I don't feel that way about North Carolina. I like North Carolina. The people that are UNC fan and alums that I have been around throughout the course of my career have all been very pleasant. And on top of that, as somebody who thinks it is good for college football, if the Atlantic Coast Conference is a good football conference, this team a few years ago very much felt like they were trending upwards in there and what they were capable of. In the Drake May, Omarion Hampton era, it felt like North Carolina was, hey, you know, maybe they can snag a player or two here or there. I'll put it this way. While they are not as good as them, the situation in the ACC for North Carolina felt very similar to the situation for South Carolina in the SEC. A team that has kind of floated around the middle of the conference, sometimes up a little, sometimes down a little, always kind of hanging out as just one of those teams that the best teams look at as an automatic win, and the teams in the middle look at it as a fight. North Carolina's kind of been that, but it felt like they were on the upward trajectory. And then they go get Bill Belichick, a decision that I didn't understand at the time, a decision that always felt like it was going to go this direction, a decision that you go, I understand you want to make North Carolina the 33rd NFL team, but it's not. It's not. That's a bad philosophy. It's not. It's not an NFL team. You can't run it as an NFL team. It's college football. It is entirely different than the NFL. So to bring an NFL mentality to not the NFL, you're going to get cooked, man. You're going to get cooked. Just like the majority, not all, but the overwhelming majority of college coaches who jump to the NFL fail. Why? Because they're different games. And if you bring a college mentality to the NFL, with very rare exceptions, you're going to fail. Nick Saban got it handed to him at Miami. I mean, outside of Pete Carroll, like what other college coaches were not just lasted, were successful? Urban Meyer, one of the best to ever do it under the headset in college, had the most hilariously awful run as the head coach of the Jags. Didn't even make it a season. And that's why I told somebody yesterday, doesn't it kind of feel like Bill Belichick is the Urban Meyer of college football right now? Think about it. A guy who was one of the best at the level he previously coached at, a guy who let that go to his head and believed that, a guy who jumped to the other level, did not have any understanding of what was happening, and a guy who was undone because he's put his hands in the pants of a girl way younger than him. He's Urban Meyer of college football, man. That's what he is. And it sucks because he ruined the momentum UNC built up. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the Great Milonzo. You, 844-326-3663 is the number. 844-FANFONE. So, the Bill Belichick thing, we kind of got into it a little bit in the last segment. Effectively, reports out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, are that not only is the program a mess right now, but that now the folks in positions of power in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, are having conversations about how to get out of the contract with Bill Belichick and to minimize the buyout that would be owed to him. There was a report attached to that one that said one of the discussions being had is from Bill's end. Bill Belichick effectively telling North Carolina that if he can land another coaching job or if he can find a landing spot somewhere in the media, that he would either reduce the contract or there is a $1 million buyout from Bill Belichick that would be owed to North Carolina if he was to leave as a decision that he made. And apparently, Bill Belichick, I don't want to say apparently, it is being reported that Bill Belichick has spoken to North Carolina and said, if I can get another job, either coaching somewhere else or within the media, I will pay you the $1 million to get out of the contract just so we are done with it all. Or perhaps maybe both sides just wash their hands, split cleanly, strike the contract mutually, and he moves on. I don't know how it ends. I just know that at this point, we're closer to the end of the experiment than we are the beginning. And I'll give you one more thought that I have. I think that this is going to be what we in the business would call a teachable moment for a lot of us, for a lot of us. And here's the teachable moment that I think is going to come out of this. And I will say that it is a teachable moment based on speculation by me and maybe nobody else. I don't know. It is speculation. It is subjective speculation. You may disagree with it. I have no way to prove that my theory is correct. But against my greater philosophical principles, I think I'm right anyway, with no evidence to back it up other than my own speculation. I think that Bill Belichick at North Carolina is going to become a lesson for a lot of people about two things. The first is that while the phrase is all publicity is good publicity, bad publicity is good publicity. That is something people in my industry are told from the day you get into it. That is why so many people with my job are willing to lie about things in order to drum up controversy. Now, that is a societal problem because we engage with those people and celebrate with those people, but that's a different conversation for a different segment. I think North Carolina, or at least I hope North Carolina, will have learned a lesson that sacrificing any forward momentum you had for your football program in order to get attention, which I agree in the world of college football in the year 2025, is massively important. And that's not just true about college football. That's true about anything that you need people to give you money for any reason. Brand awareness. There are people who are making a bleep load of money because they have figured out how to maximize brand awareness. A lot of different strategies to do it. But if you can figure out how you can get somebody's logo, name, business out in front of the most people possible, you can get paid a lot of money for doing that. I have, to some degree, done that in my career. It's part of the job that I have here. In fact, there are some folks above me who sign paychecks who would tell you it is the most important job that I have here. I think that North Carolina is going through a teachable moment right now. That, yes, brand awareness in college football in 2025 is mucho importante. And I think you can see a lot of schools who are very aware of that. Even when Nick Saban's entire MO and approach at Alabama was no nonsense, as I called it back in my media days, joyless murder ball. You don't have fun watching Alabama play football. They find their fun in the winning. Not entertaining you as a non-Alabama fan. They entertain themselves by getting trophies. But even then, Nick Saban was showing up at every booster event he could show up to. Granted, he did it with that Nick Saban personality. But he did it. He was there. He was shaking hands. And he was making Bama fans feel like they were the most important Bama fans in the world that night so they would give him more money. Brand awareness. Kirby Smart at Georgia. Same thing. Always protecting the brand. However, you still got to have a brand to protect, right? Like, it's one thing if you put out the greatest commercial in the world for your new gadget or gizmo. But if you go sell those gadgets, gadgets, and gizmos to the general public and they suck, and the product is bad, all of the greatest marketing ideas on the planet won't save you. You still have to put down a good product. And I think North Carolina is not only learning that lesson, but I think they are teaching the rest of the college football landscape right now, not all PR is good PR. If you sacrifice the integrity of the football program in the name of PR, if you take away from the potential success of the football program in the name of attention, you will suffer for it. Because while kids are going to want to go play for a school that has that image of fun, entertaining, money-making, etc. Do you know what will drive a kid away from a football program faster than anything else? You suck! If you suck, they don't want to play there. If you suck, this is the rich get richer philosophy in football. Why do you think for so long Alabama and Georgia were able to stack NFL draft picks two or three deep across their entire roster? Because they kicked everybody's ass. And kids are willing to sacrifice a lot more if they know that they are going to kick a lot more ass than they have their asses kicked. North Carolina's getting it handed to them by everybody right now. So, do you think that kids are going to show up because you got UNC's logo plastered on the top, you know, top story, top headline story of every sports center if A, those stories are bad, and B, your team sucks? No, no. And then there's the other lesson, the other teachable moment that I think comes out of this. Now, this one is the one that I think is more based on speculation from me, subjective thought, a belief that, you know, if we were talking about science or politics or whatever, I'd be mad at me for holding because I don't have any evidence to hang on to. But we're talking about football, so shut up. I don't care. I believe that the teachable moment from Bill to all of us right now is a lesson in humility, is a lesson in being humble. And here's why I believe that. Because I genuinely believe that Bill Belichick bought into the headlines, bought into the hype that he's the greatest to ever don a headset. I think he believes that he's the greatest football coach of all time. I think he bought into that. And I think what happened is Bill Belichick, because of that at New England, Tom Brady leaves. Things do not go well for the hoodie at New England. And instead of being willing to say, okay, Brady's gone, we need to adapt this football team to whatever is the post-Tom Brady era, he did. He kept doing the same things, the same way he did them before, except he didn't have 12 there at that point, and it went real bad. And then when Bob Kraft started calling him on the carpet for some accountability for the fact that the Patriots nosedived after Tom Brady left, Bill Belichick just was Bill Belichick. Just was not going to have a conversation, was not going to talk about it. And I think it soured the relationship with Bob Kraft. And then I think that Bill Belichick, who you will all remember that offseason, last offseason, Bill Belichick was out there trying to get another job in the NFL. And there were a few head coaching positions open. And every one of them passed on Bill Belichick. Atlanta passed on the hoodie. New Orleans passed on the hoodie. Hell, New England passed on the hoodie. Everybody passed on the hoodie in the NFL. I believe that is because it got to the point that Bill Belichick's big old head, I'm the greatest to ever do it, created a world where franchises went, we can't replicate what the Patriots did. We cannot replicate Bill Belichick and Tom Brady with just Bill Belichick. And if he is not willing to work hand in hand with everybody else in the building, there's no way that he's going to be successful. The Atlanta Falcons passed on Bill Belichick and decided to rehire a coach that was already a coach there once before on an interim level. And it was like, it went okay. That's the guy they passed over the hoodie for. So I think Bill Belichick was effectively, A, just trying to get a job, and B, I think he was trying to bluff the NFL. If you guys won't hire me, I will go somewhere else. If you guys won't hire me, I will take the aura of the hoodie to college football. And hey, I'm Bill Belichick. I'm going to be successful. So Bill says, I'm going to make North Carolina the 33rd NFL team. Do you think that with names like Lanning and Day and Smart and Sweeney and all these other coaches, Sarkisian, that are successful at the college level, and not one of them tries to run a team like an NFL franchise. Not a one of them. Now, you can make the argument. They kind of are. Most of them have general managers now. But let's be real. What is a general manager doing in college football? He is just doing things that head coaches and recruiting coordinators used to do and kind of creating an office that is centralized for that. That's what a GM is doing right now. It's not any different. It's not any different. It's just they centralized a lot of the activities into one office. So North Carolina goes and gets Bill because, hey, we'll be the 33rd NFL franchise. There is a reason that no other school, NIL and the portal have been in play, what, 4 years now? There is a reason no other school has said that or tried to do that because it will not work with a different game, with a different sport. It can't. It won't. If I tried to do, I've always said, the Rob Brown Show is a general sports show, right? Like, we're going to hit all the sports. I got baseball for you coming up later in the show. I got some hockey for you. Carolina Hurricanes get their first game underway tonight at 7:30 against the Jersey Devils. I got NASCAR for you. But I still cover those sports from a local perspective. If I came in here and did this show like a national show, it would fail in this market. And if I was to get the call up to a national show and I hosted it like a local show, it would fail and I would do it one time and I would be done. They're different games. It's the same game, but it's a different version of it. I think Bill Belichick bought into the hype that he's the GOAT. I think he got passed up on by everybody else in the NFL. Nobody wanted him after the way that he exited with a sour relationship from New England. I think once he exited, he thought he was going to bluff his way back into the NFL. I'll leave. You'll lose the greatest. You'll lose 6 Super Bowl rings on one hand. Two hands. You get it. If I go back to college ball.
Is this Bill Belichick, the six-fingered man?
I mean, maybe he wears 2 on one finger.
Okay,
you know?
All right.
I don't know. I don't know how. If I had 6, I'd wear them all kinds of different ways. I'd make 2 into earrings. You know, who knows, right? So, I think he tried to bluff his way. Nobody was willing to respond to the bluff. They called it. He had to go somewhere. Then he goes to North Carolina, and he thinks the hoodie way will work. Well, anybody who's paid attention said, no, it won't. No, it won't. That's why this is college football. That's why nobody else is doing it. So we got there.
So you believe that he won't make it an entire season?
No, I don't. I think he's done before the season's over. In fact, I will go one step further. I'm not going to call it like Andrew Jones did from 24/7 Sports and said that he won't be the head coach next Friday night when they play Cal. But if they lose to Cal, and I'll keep it a buck right now today, I think they will. Cal's not a good football team. If they lose to Cal, I do not think that Hoodie is the coach the week after that. I will say, I do not think he's making it to the end of the season. Bubba Cunningham and all these guys in the AD's office can come out and they can crow till the sun comes up. We trust the process. We believe in what we're trying to build here. We're this, we're that. That's a hell of a lot of smoke for there to be no fire. And the football team is embarrassing to the point that it is damaging whatever reputation you were able to build with Mac Brown and Amari Hampton and Drake Mandel. You are damaging the reputation in a way that if you then fire the coach, and oh, by the way, who the hell wants to come here? You got 70 transfer portal guys
who
very clearly don't want to be
believe
there.
I'll believe he's gone when he's gone. I think he makes it 2 seasons. I just still believe that. Because he hasn't had a recruiting class yet, and they will factor into that he's had to build with what players were left over from a team that was
70 transfer players. Those are his guys.
How else was he going to do it? And again, we talked about this yesterday. You're not going to win bringing in 70 players who couldn't make it on another team. You're just not going to do it.
If you could not get – here's the part about the transfer players. Then I know we got to take a break where we're late, and I'll bring this question back up later. Their transfer portal class was not a bunch of guys who wanted to come play for Bill Belichick. It was just whoever they could get. That's still a problem. That's still a problem. All right, we'll talk more about this later.
So you would rather him just not have anybody on the team.
We're going to come back to this later on because I do think there is more to this conversation. But everything happening in Chapel Hill right now is because of Bill, in my opinion. We'll circle back around to this. Let's get to a sports flash.
In the MLB playoffs, the Mariners and Tigers will play an elimination game Friday after Detroit tied the series at 2 with a 9-3 win yesterday. The Tigers scored multiple runs on 4 of the 5 pitchers Seattle used. Chicago Cubs fought off elimination with a 4-3 win over Milwaukee yesterday. Jameson Taillon gave up 2 runs in 4 innings, but 5 other Cubs pitchers surrendered. just one. Chicago had 8 hits, including a Michael Busch homer that started a 4-run first inning. The Blue Jays are on to the ALCS with a 5-2 win to eliminate the Yankees. The Jays had a dozen hits, including 4 doubles. New York went just 6 of 32 with only Aaron Judge recording multiple hits. And the Phillies avoided a sweep, knocking off the Dodgers 8-2 in L.A. Aaron Nola went 2 innings before giving way to 5 innings from Ranger Suarez.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.